Our guests on Viagars this month are Dr. Melissa Stevens and Dr. Camille Vaughn. Both are assistant professors of medicine at Emory University, and both doctors are currently involved in a program called Equipped Enhancing Quality of Prescribing Practices for Elderly Veterans Discharged from Emergency Departments. Dr. Stevens, please tell us about Equipped.
Equipped is a project that's a collaboration between the emergency department and the geriatric research, education, and clinical site. The program really focuses on improving the quality of prescribing by the physicians in the emergency department at the time that they discharge older veterans from the ER.
Dr. Vaughn, how did you get involved in the program?
This was a project that Dr. Stevens initiated. She felt like there were things that could be done in the emergency department to make sure that we were caring for our older veterans in a safe way, and looked to the GREC for partnership. And she had started the project at the Atlanta VA and was already seeing early success, and then an opportunity came to partner not only with the GREC, but also GRECs at other sites. And so I was able to contact some of our geriatrician colleagues at the Durham VA, which is affiliated with Duke University in North Carolina, as well as the Tennessee Valley VA in Nashville, Tennessee, which is affiliated with Vanderbilt. And we quickly had a three-site collaborative for the initial stage of this project. And that has now expanded to two more sites, the Bronx VA in New York, affiliated with Mount Sinai, and the Birmingham VA, affiliated with the University of Alabama, Birmingham. So it was really exciting to see how those connections through the GREC and kind of the geriatrics kind of colleagues throughout the nation quickly kind of jumped on board and said, yeah, this is a really important issue and something that we can partner with you to expand.
Dr. Stevens, why is this program so important?
Well, I think as providers in the emergency department, we just have so many things that we're trying to keep in mind when we see patients in order to really give them the best quality of healthcare that we can. And what I think is helpful for providers is to be able to incorporate within the electronic medical record and within the process of seeing and discharging patients tools to help them make better choices. I think all of the providers in the emergency department want to choose the best and safest medications for their patients, and they have so many competing priorities that if we can make that easier and more efficient for them, we can really improve outcomes for our patients. And so I think being on the front line in the ER, it was my thought that there's a better way that we can get this information out to providers and really help them make better choices.
And how do you do that?
The program itself has three components. First, we partnered with geriatricians at the VA and in order to do some didactic education or really just lectures for the providers to remind them of what they already know about the difference between some of our older patients and younger patients in terms of medication management. And the second aspect, which I think is really unique to the project, is that we created a series of electronic order screens within the medical record at the VA. The medical record system is called CPRS, and it's used nationwide throughout the VA. And we created order screens specific for discharging older veterans. And providers have links to go to. We did some focus groups with our providers on common discharge diagnoses, so things you commonly send people home with. That could be anything from urinary tract infection to sinus infection to back pain, you know, to shingles, whatever. And we came up with a list of the most common diagnoses that we discharge older veterans with. And then we, using evidence-based best practices, made recommendations for medications that are on the formulary at the VA that are the best choices for older veterans, and we created links to order those medications. So it made it easier for physicians to order the right medications and really expedite the process of physician order entry.
What kind of feedback have you received from doctors?
So we've had quite a bit of feedback. Actually, one of the things that we did as part of the project, some of our colleagues did interviews, phone interviews with a number of the participants in the project. I think that the initial feedback we got has been very positive. I mean, physicians have really, we've seen, made a change in the way that they prescribe medications, and the change has all been for the better. You know, we do occasionally get someone who says, well, this is really the best drug for this patient. And we're certainly trying to avoid potentially inappropriate medications, but they often do have appropriate uses. So we've gotten overall, I think, really positive feedback from the providers in the emergency department, and we've seen a significant change in their practice of prescribing.
Are there any specific requirements providers need to be a part of the program?
So we started out initially with providers who are employed by the Atlanta VA as staff providers and see most of the patients and do most of the shifts in the emergency department. There are also some moonlighting physicians who also receive some of the interventions just because they're practicing, and the order sets are available to any provider who is seeing a patient in the emergency department. I was also going to mention that the kind of framework for helping to decide which medications are appropriate or potentially inappropriate was a list that was developed initially by a provider named Mark Beers. And so the list is called the Beers List. Doesn't have anything to do with beer, but except for the person it was named after who happened to have that name. But it was, it's been revised several times since it was initially developed in the early 1990s. And in 2012, the American Geriatric Society put out another version of the Beers List that was updated with an expert consensus panel who really very rigorously evaluated the evidence for these medications and giving some recommendations about ones that were potentially inappropriate because of their potential to cause significant side effects, particularly in our older patient population. And so that list of medications to avoid became kind of the basis for helping to make recommendations of drugs to consider instead of or alternatives. And so that's one kind of unique aspect of this project, is it's not just saying, well, don't use this medication or don't use that medication, but it's actually giving providers alternatives that are actually better options for them, and so that they're not just left with, well, what do I do next?
What age group do you classify as geriatric?
So the Beers List, as Dr. Vaughn mentioned, was designed to be used in patients 65 and older in all settings of geriatric care.
We definitely, I think, have a broader understanding of what that term means. And certainly there are a lot of people who are 65, 70, 75, even 80, who may, in some ways, because they're very active or don't have a lot of medical problems, that may not really function as someone that we kind of traditionally think of as our older adult. And there are folks who have more chronic conditions or may have conditions that limit their mobility or independence that can be younger and still be vulnerable. So we, while we do target 65 and older because you do have to have some sort of cutoff, we know that this type of program may be beneficial even to younger veterans who have a lot of, you know, chronic conditions that they're living with.
Have you had any feedback from veterans involved in the program?
The interventions primarily target the providers in order to improve the practices, the quality of their prescribing. We've not had a lot of specific feedback from the veterans, although in some ways I think of that as a good thing. We're looking at a seamless transition of providers picking the best medications for patients and patients getting the best quality of care. We're really trying to educate the physicians and target them so that they can provide the highest quality care to the veterans that they see.
This is such a different program because it is designed to help doctors help patients. Dr. Vaughn?
And that is one of our plans in the coming year, is that now that the program has been in place for several months, is we can begin to look at some of those outcomes for the patients that really are the reason we're doing this. It's to try to prevent patients from being admitted to the hospital because they have some sort of adverse event that might have been linked to one of the medications they received coming out of the emergency department. We want to look and see, do patients end up, you know, with something. I mean, the program overall is funded funded by the Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care at VA Central Office, and their goal is to prevent institutionalization. And so while that's a very downstream event that might occur where someone might end up in a nursing home for a period of time, it's certainly something that we want to look at to see, you know, did someone end up having a fall that led to maybe a broken hip, and then they ended up in the hospital, and maybe they ended up in a nursing home briefly before having to go home, or even other outcomes. You know, that's something that we're actually going to be looking at in more detail in the coming year.
So, Dr. Stevens, tell us how EQIPT came to be.
My training is in internal medicine, and I've always had an interest in geriatrics, even from the time that I was a resident. I ended up, after finishing residency, taking a job at the Atlanta VA Medical Center, and it's kind of a hybrid position, working in the emergency department as well as on the inpatient service. And I've also always had an interest in pharmacy and quality of prescribing. And I think it was sort of a natural link for me to think about more vulnerable populations like geriatric patients who might be more susceptible to adverse events from medications. And I had the opportunity to apply for a faculty development grant through Emory, where I hold a faculty appointment, to do some initial investigation of the issue and to really look at the prescribing that was going on and to think about interventions that could take place to improve that. And so initially this was part of a faculty development program, a project that I was doing. It was a FAME, what called a FAME grant, fostering the academic mission at Emory. And so I had some protected time to really look at this question and to look at the question of quality improvement. And then after that project started, this opportunity to apply for funding from the VA Central Office, Office of Geriatrics and Extended Care came up, and that was really funding that was coming down through the GRECs, the Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Sites. And Dr. Vaughn and I, who had worked together as residents, as well as junior faculty at Emory, had the opportunity to partner together and to expand this initial small project in Atlanta to something that was disseminated throughout three sites.
Dr. Vaughn, what does the future hold for EQIPT?
Well, I mean, things are going well. Right now we're finishing the implementation at the two additional sites that were just added this past year. We received some additional funding from a foundation called the John A. Hartford Foundation, which seeks to really improve the care of older Americans. And so now we will be looking at, through that funding, ways of taking this project that started in the VA and looking at how can we take it to places outside the VA system to impact, you know, broadly across the United States, Americans who are being seen in emergency departments throughout the nation. We also are putting in additional funding opportunities, or applying for additional funding opportunities in the VA system as well, to take it to other sites within the VA. So we are, you know, encouraged by the initial really terrific response and looking actively at multiple other ways to continue to work together and try to improve the care of veterans and beyond.
And how many VA sites are currently using the program?
Right now we have five implementation sites. As Dr. Vaughn mentioned, we're at the Atlanta VA Medical Center, the Durham VA Medical Center, the Tennessee Valley VA at their Nashville site. We're at the Birmingham VA and the Bronx VA Medical Center. We are currently applying for funding through the Office of Rural Health at the VA to expand further to some of the other rural medical center EDs, specifically Central Alabama, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Asheville, North Carolina. If we feel that if we can show that this program can be successfully implemented in VAs that don't already have a geriatric research, education, and clinical site, but to just other VAs out in the system like our rural VAs, that it will show the potential to implement it on a broader scale.
Any final thoughts?
I'd like to say that I think that this program, because it was funded through the Transformation for VA Healthcare in the 21st Century Project funding, which was really an opportunity to take what we know is the best type of care, and we've been researching and doing these years of research work to try to show this evidence base, to really take it out and make sure that that evidence is getting out to veterans on the front lines and providers who are taking care of them. And it's been an exciting project, and I do think that the you know, the VA is kind of ahead of the game there in saying this is important and we're going to fund these types of projects so that we're really not just fostering the research, but also improving the clinical care, you know, in very short turnaround time. And I am very appreciative that the VA's kind of thought to put their funds in those types of programs.
And, you know, just in closing, I'd like to say that as the population of veterans ages, I think it's important to consider how we can incorporate best practices in geriatrics into all aspects of care at the VA, the emergency department being, a prime setting for that.
We want to thank Dr. Melissa Stevens and Dr. Camille Vaughn for being our guests this month on Via GARS. The Atlanta Rehabilitation Research and Development Center of Excellence for Visual and Neurocognitive Rehabilitation, CVNR, and the Atlanta Office of the Birmingham Atlanta VA Geriatric Research Education and the Clinical Center, GREC, proudly partner with GARS to reach veterans and their loved ones with information about research and services at the Atlanta VA Medical Center through this monthly broadcast, Veterans Information at GARS. The CVNR's mission is to foster the health and well-being of veterans through uniquely synergistic research impacting visual and or neurocognitive function. The mission of GREC is to improve VA healthcare delivery to effectively meet the medical, psychological, and the social needs of older veterans through research, education, and clinical services, with a special focus on mobility, palliative care, and incontinence.